This is Akashvani, the news read by Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the Viksit Bharat, Viksit Madhya Pradesh program through video conferencing today. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone and dedicate it to the nation for several development projects worth more than 17,500 crore rupees in Madhya Pradesh. The Prime Minister will further launch the Cyber Tehsil project in Madhya Pradesh. He will inaugurate the Vikramaditya Vedic clock in Ujjain. The program will be telecast live at 500 places in Madhya Pradesh. Governor Mangubhai Patel and Chief Minister Dr. Manmohan Yadav will also attend the state-level event organized at Lal Parade Ground, Bhopal. Later in the evening, PM Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate many development works in Madhya Pradesh, including irrigation projects of more than 6,300 crore rupees, three railway projects costing more than 2,200 crore and industrial projects of 1,000 crore rupees. Government has declared Muslim Conference Jammu and Kashmir Sunji faction and Muslim Conference Jammu and Kashmir Bhat faction as unlawful associations with immediate effect for a period of 5 years under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. In a social media post, Home Minister Amit Shah said these outfits have been engaging in activities against the sovereignty and integrity of the nation. He said Narendra Modi government is determined to uproot terrorism and anyone involved in unlawful activities will face dire consequences. According to the Home Ministry, many criminal cases have been registered against both the outfits and their members under various sections of law including UAPA. Union Coal Minister Prahlad Joshi will launch the Coal Logistics Plan and Policy in New Delhi today. The Integrated Coal Logistics Plan and Policy have been formulated with a visionary approach to develop a technologically advanced, integrated, cost-effective, resilient, sustainable and trusted logistics ecosystem for coal evacuation. The strategic framework aims to catalyze accelerated demand and supply within the coal sector by financial year 2030, in line with the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat, by reducing dependence on imported coal. The Ministry of Coal has embarked on various initiatives for India's energy security, aiming to produce 1.5 billion tons of coal by 2030. Two people have been killed as a train ran over them near Kalajharia halt under the Asansol Railway Division between Asansol-Madhupur Railway track route last evening in Jamtara district of Jharkhand. The Eastern Railways has informed a three-member team to probe the incident. Eyewitness stated that passengers travelling on the Yanga Express from Bhagalpur to Bengaluru got off the train as rumours of a fire on board spread panic. As they tried to run across the tracks to escape the alleged fire, another train running on the route ran them over. However, the Eastern Railway in its press statement said that the victims were not passengers but were walking on the tracks when they were hit by a train. The railways have also ruled out reports of any fire. President Draupadi Murmu will address the 53rd convocation of Utkal University in Bhubaneswar today. The university authorities have made elaborate arrangements for the convocation ceremony. A special corridor has been laid to welcome the president, while large LED panels have been installed at the university auditorium for live streaming of the event. Elaborate security arrangements have also been made for the visit of the president. Srimati Murmu is on a 4-day visit to her home state Orissa since yesterday. In Jammu and Kashmir, the 4-day-long Tavi festival to showcase Jammu region's art, culture and heritage will begin from the 1st of March 2024. Akashvani's Jammu correspondent reports that this time the 4-day Tavi festival will strictly remain focused on the promotion of Jammu's rich, diverse art forms and cultural heritage, where the youth will also get a platform to give a vent to their creativities besides sharing thoughts with experts. Indian shuttlers Akashi Kashyap and Satish Kumar Karunakaran entered the second round at the German Open in Mülheim last evening. In women's singles, Akashi Kashyap, 43rd in the badminton rankings, defeated world number 79 Polina Burova of Ukraine, 23-21, 17-21 and 11-21 to enter the round of 16. Now she will face world number 22 Mia Blyfeldt of Denmark today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.